this is Bert. I was looking through my journal this morning, thinking back to some of the nice times we had last year. And I think one of the best days was when my girlfriend Telia and I took Elle to help celebrate her birthday, although we nearly didn't get to go anywhere. Here's what happened.
Ah, look! There he is, slaving over a hot washing-up bowl. Hi.
Hi, Teely.
Well, come on. Get a move on, darling, or we'll be late. Where's Lulu? Isn't she ready yet either?
I don't know how to tell you this, honey. Elle's got one of her really bad migraines. She's still in bed.
What?
Oh, Teely, I'm so sorry, especially after all the planning we did and you getting the day off specially, but we won't be going anywhere today.
Won't we indeed? Well, we'll just see about that.
Hey, where are you going? Teely, come back. You can't go in there.
For goodness sake. Oh, who's that?
Good morning, Lulu. Come along, please. Bed is no place for you to be today. Bert needs you to be up, showered, dressed and in the den as soon as possible.
Oh, please, Teely, keep your voice down. I can't go anywhere today. I've got a splitting migraine.
No, you haven't.
Ah! Yikes! Oh, what was that?
Never mind what it was. Better?
Yes, but what's this all about, Teely?
All in good time. Now, darling, do stop asking questions and get going. As that ridiculous woman with the pink hair in the book you're reading says, it's going to be a big, big, big day.
All right, you two. Here I am. Now, is anybody going to explain anything?
It's okay, Elle. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
That will do. We don't have time for sarcasm. Now, first things first. Lulu, come over here to the middle of the room, please. Good. Now, this is going to feel odd, but it's necessary.
Okay. What have you done to me?
She's made you about as tall as I am.
My head! What have you done to my head?
Don't be frightened. Elle, you have to look like a lep today.
Oh, wow, I've got lep ears. Oh, look how they're cute. Oh, I've got curly hair.
Oh, I've always wanted to have curly hair. Oh, just look at me. But why? What's going on? Are we going to your colony? What's happening? Tell me.
You're about to find out. Here, I'll take this hand.
Elle, I'll take your other hand. Ready, Teely?
All ready.
Happy birthday, Elle.
I can't believe I'm here. How on earth did you get me into the Healing Gardens?
This is not the Healing Gardens, Elle. These are the Gardens of Everlasting Peace. Another of the places where old Lep magic lives. Look, Teely, behind us. See those white buildings way over there? That must be where the family lives that take care of these gardens.
Oh, yes, I see. My word, this place is huge. Much bigger than it looked on your website. We'll have to be careful not to get lost.
Oh, we won't do that. This garden has to be the zapping in point. There was one at the Healing Gardens, too. I think I can see a path over there between those trees that will lead us to the other gardens. We'll be fine as long as we keep to it.
Someone's coming.
Oh, yes, this is one of the garden keepers. See his green robe, Teely? Both of you, drop him a curtsy. He's very important.
I don't know if I can.
Try. You would if you were a lep.
Good day to you. Welcome to Suiveness Gajel.
Thank you. We're honoured to be here.
It is long indeed since we saw one of the elven folk here. I had not heard that they were fond of gardens.
Oh, we are. Though we don't see as many of them as we'd like.
And the helping hands don't serve you well, I see. Was it you performed the look-like spell on your human friend? It was well done.
How did you know?
My family has lived in this garden since its planting. I have kept the gate for 80 years and welcomed many who sought rest and refreshment here. I have seen too much to be fooled by a simple look-like spell, but come, I will leave you now to enjoy your day. You are free to walk in the gardens as you will until sunset. We ask only that you do not harm the plants, do not pick the flowers.
We'll be careful. Before you go, can I ask a question? I used to hear stories about a garden where singing flowers grow. Are they here?
The singing flowers from the mountains of Moondark do grow here, in a quiet garden beyond meadow, forest, and fountain. You may visit, but whether you will hear them, I cannot say.
Do they only sing in the moonlight?
They will only sing if they like you. Touch a petal and wait. You will soon know.
Do you often hear them sing?
When the flowers sing, their voices fill all the gardens. We have not heard that for a long time. Enjoy your day.
Wow, the meadow was gorgeous. I love the smell of all those flowers. But I have to say, it's lovely to be under the trees in the shade and out of that sun.
We should have brought you a hat or some suntan oil. The tips of your ears have gone all pink.
I don't think I've ever seen so many different coloured birds. And we haven't got as many kinds of flowers as this, even in our shops in Elfhold. And I wish we had places where there was lovely soft grass like this. I could just take off my shoes and run on it in my bare feet.
Oh, talking about feet, mine are getting really tired. I'm not used to all this walking. Could we stop for a minute and sit down?
Okay, Elle. Gosh, this might be a problem. I didn't think of the amount of walking that we'd have to do. Can you do anything to help?
Not without risking breaking a look-like spell. We'll just have to take things at Elle's pace and get as far as we can. If we don't get to the singing flowers, we just don't.
Oh, Zlent, I really wanted to see them. I've heard about them all my life.
Now, darling, this is supposed to be Lulu's day.
I know, I'm sorry. What on earth?
Hi, is everything okay?
Bert! Who said that?
It's okay, Elle. Put out your hand carefully. There's a little blue bird, and it's hovering in front of you. I think the bird said...
Of course I said it, and I'm not an it, I'm a her. Well, are you going to hold your finger out or not? I can't hover here all day.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Here you go.
Thanks. Now, you, Fluffyhead, what were you saying about not being able to help without breaking the spell or some such?
I'll thank you to keep a civil tongue in your beak, Blue Drops.
Now, ladies, that's enough. Miss Bluebird, Teely was saying that she couldn't do anything about our friend's feet getting tired. We have a long way to walk today if we want to get to the garden where the singing flowers grow.
Waste of effort, if you ask me. Those flowers never sing. Oh, well, guess I can help you.
Can you take us there?
Oh, sure. I really look big enough to fly all three of you there with my tiny little wings. Stupid elf, of course I can't take you there. But I know someone who can help your friend get there. Stay where you are. He'll be along in a minute. Hey, don't mess with his horn, okay?
What does that mean, I wonder?
It's been 10 minutes now. I honestly do think we should go on.
Okay, I'm better now anyway. How far do you think this forest goes on for... What's that, Bert? Is it a horse?
I don't know. I can't see yet. Wow, Elle, there's a unicorn.
Quite a young one by the look of him. Oh, my goodness, he's cute.
Go up to him gently, Elle. Don't startle him.
All right. Hello, baby.
Are you going to be okay getting on him? We really ought to be moving.
Yes, I'll be fine. You look after me, won't you?
And don't forget what Blue Drops said.